section sports coverage on Q92, brought to you by P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling, Wolfslager Concrete, Heather Nursery and Floral, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, NB Golf Cars, B&Bers, Duck Service of Marine, Appleton Area Health, Ryan Smith Seeds, CCM Health, Kluber Law Office, B. Johnson Electric, Grace Haven Assisted Living. Section Sports brought to you by Gisselson's Hardware, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Canby Meat Center, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Oz Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Chris Wodzinski for House, Lee Motor Company, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, City Hall Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Farmers Grain, Tufty Auto and Sales, Klein Insurance, Souther Building Supplies, Edward Jones and Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Cargill, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prims Bank, Greater Community Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet, UFB Minneota, The Strand Agency, The Dryer Doctors. Section Sports on Q92 also brought to you by Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Wow Auto Wash, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Culligan, Purus, Tron Tossel Seeds, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, KB's Bar and Grill, House of Spirits, Mattress Barn, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Albert Insurance Agency, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance. Section Sports brought to you by Fixin Chiropractic, Ludwig's and Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, AGP, State Bank of Taunton, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Larson Tiling, American Surplus, Olson Dray Service, Minnesota West Community College, Dawson Dairy Queen, Citizens Alliance Bank, and Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.
Welcome back to La Caparra Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92's 3A softball playoffs. And we've got the McRae Wolverines, who just ended RCW season 5-1. They're taking on the La Caparra Valley Eagles, the number one seed. The Eagles earlier this afternoon defeated Dawson Boyd by a score of 8-2. So it's La Caparra Valley and McRae here in the third game on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon. And we just finished the top of the first inning. Maya Sawatsky in the circle pitching as we join the game here. Got it started a little earlier than I thought. Maya Sawatsky struck out Mendoza, Dirksen, and Colby, the first three batters. So that was a mow-em-down inning there for Maya Sawatsky. What a start for Maya, who's been battling that right wrist injury. She sat out 2 weeks to try to heal her right hand up, her throwing hand. So good start there for Sawatsky and the Eagles. Now the Eagles going to come to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. And with no score in this winner bracket Section 3A playoff game. The winner and loser will be in Marshall on Saturday, but you want to stay in the winner's bracket. That's the easiest way to get to the championship game. First pitch to Jalen Lee is a strike. Pitching is Mendoza, Reyna. Mendoza, a junior right-hander. Jalen Lee at the plate, and the pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Jalen came around to score in the game against Dawson Boyd in the fifth inning. Here's the next pitch. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Swenson fields it, throws the first for the first out of the inning, a 6-3 putout. McRae, under head coach Nancy Thoma, McRae has a very, very young team. They start, listen to this, on varsity, they start 2 8th graders, 2 9th graders, and 2 10th graders, along with 3 juniors. And, there's a strike call to Kendall Shelstead. Nobody on base for La Caparra Valley, and no score. There's a swing and fall back to the backstop. Kendall had an RBI single in the fifth inning in that win, 8-2 win, over Dawson Boyd earlier this afternoon. Get you up to date on some of the other scores we have in the Section 3A bracket. Here's a ground ball hit to Swenson. The sophomore fields it, throws low, but whoa, what a catch by the first baseman, Kobe, and she's out. Shelstead throwing out. It was a ground, hard hit ball to short. Eva Swenson fielded it. She's a 10th grader. She threw over to her teammate, Kobe, the first baseman, and she had a stretch for that and had a snow cone on the end of her glove there. But she held on and kept her foot on the first base bag and got Shelstead out. Here's Brandy Meyer. Mendoza in her windup and the pitch inside. Three umpires here today. Clint Schiller behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. And here's the pitch, and it's high and away for ball three. 3-0 to Brandy Meyer, the senior. I tell you what, I was down watching the RCW McRae game, and it's just gorgeous outside. There's ball four. So after getting Lee and Shelstead to ground out, Mendoza walks Brandy Meyer, and here's Kayla Jan. Kayla went 0-for-3 in the game against the Blackjacks, so she's due. And the pitch is high. There goes the runner, and Brandy Meyer down to second. She steals second base. So Kayla Jan has a RBI out there at second base, and Brandy Meyer with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Glad you're with us on Q92. We're also streaming online on Lacaparo Valley YouTube channel. Here's a high pop-up left field, and the shortstop comes over and collides with the left fielder. And Swenson, the shortstop, makes the catch, and she collided with her left fielder, Seehusen, and she is down. And that was a major collision, but an out, and that will end the inning for La Caparo Valley. High pop-up by Kayla, and the left fielder, Seehusen, Sarah, just a freshman, now getting up off the ground. Her whole team is over there to make sure she's all right. So we'll take a commercial break here. We'll go to the top of the second inning with McRae coming to bat. No score between the Eagles and the Wolverines in Section 3A softball. We'll be back after this.
American Surplus, East Highway 7, Montevideo, is a producer of the world-famous Ice Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Welcome back to La Caparo Valley. The left fielder for McRae, Sarah Seehusen, taking over to Big Stone Therapies table. Matt from Big Stone Therapies is there. She collided with her shortstop, Swenson, who held on to the ball, but she looks to be all right. She walked over to the table with Matt and going through some protocols there, I'm guessing, with concussions and stuff like that. All right, no score. We're in the top of the second inning. Winner's bracket here in Section 3A softball. Maya Sawatsky pitching for La Caparo Valley. Val Piotr pitched the first game against Dawson Boyd. Did a fantastic job. Now Maya trying to keep the Eagles in the winner's bracket. Left-handed batter Ellie Bosch at the plate. Two balls, one strike to the second baseman, Bosch. When you're in tournament play, it is so important to keep in that winner's bracket, because you drop down a loser's bracket, you got a lot of games to play to make it to the championship game. Three balls, one strike to Ellie. Top of the second. Wind up and pitch by Sawatsky. Ground ball, Kayla Jan. Cha stops the ball at second. Throws to first and they get her. What a play by Kayla Jan at second base for Lacaparle Valley. Kayla went a long ways for that, toward, almost to the second base bag. Had to run a long ways and then stabbed it on the ground and kept her balance and threw a strike to Jalen Lee at first base. Here's Annabelle Lorenzen. She swings at the ball and goes over the first base dugout for strike one. And we got, one out? Thank you. Being delivered again. Hot dogs up to the press box. Okay, thank you. Brody's up here doing the PA, does a fantastic job running the music between innings and doing the PA. And he'll be missed next year. He's graduating on Sunday. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Lorenzen goes down. I'm good. Two outs. Four strikeouts. Four of the five batters. Sawatsky has struck out. Here's the next batter, Eva Swenson, the shortstop, who made a fantastic catch in shallow left field as she ran into her left fielder. There was a swing and foul back. And she hung on to the ball for that third out. These two teams met earlier in the season, and the Eagles just dominated. Winning the first game 16-0 in four innings, and 18-2 in the second game. Right now, we're 0-0 here in the second. Sawatsky's pitch. And that's strike two called by umpire Clint Schiller. Eva Swenson is a sophomore, finishing up her sophomore season. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. For the third out, so for the in the second inning there for the McRae Wolverines, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second with the Eagles coming to bat. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
Looking for a hands-on tech career with flexibility and remote work potential? The Computer and Networking Technician Program at Minnesota West trains you to solve hardware, software, and networking issues. Classes are offered in a hybrid format with flexible scheduling and in-person labs at the Jackson and Granite Falls campuses. Start your computer and networking career today at mnwest.edu.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Pick up some of your favorite treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like chicken strip basket. How about the $7 meal deals? Cones, sundaes, royal treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day.
All right, here's Tally Kahn here in the bottom of the second inning. Paul Raymer out here at Lacaparle Valley High School, and Kahn takes the first pitch from Mendoza, a strike. No score. There's strike two called to Callie. Let's see what Callie did against Dawson Boyd. He was 0 for 3. Here's the next pitch from Mendoza. That's low in the dirt. Rarely, there's no wind out here at Lacaparle Valley. Just like very light breeze. The American flag out there in center field just barely moving. There's a swing and a miss. Oh, she got a piece of it. In the south half, or not south half, but the bottom of the bracket this afternoon, Yellow Medicine East beat Ortonville 12-0. And here's a drive to third. Oh, what a catch by Lorenzen, McRae's third baseman. Diving for the ball off the bat of Callie Kahn, the third baseman, Annabelle Lorenza. Nice diving catch. You got to be quick when you're at third, playing third base. That ball comes off the bat fast. And here's Zoe Doctor. Hits a long fly ball. Center field. It goes to the fence. Doctor's on her way for the stand-up double for Zoe Doctor. Well hit ball over the center fielder's head. Went to the fence. Zoe Doctor was our Neonitos player of the game. She went 3-for-3 against Dawson Boyd with an RBI. And takes that first pitch from Mendoza deep center field. Here's Val Piotr, the right fielder. Mendoza's pitch. And she, Val, hits that, fouls that one off over the first base dugout. Boy, Zoe Doctor is swinging a bat here today. He is hot. Here's the pitch. Ooh, and Val had to almost get out of the way of that one. Almost got hit. Coach Scott Sawatsky coaching third base. Ryan Lee over at first base for La Caparo Valley. No score, bottom of the second. There's a ground ball to third, and I think that's fair. No, it's foul. Just foul. That would have scored Doctor easily if that would have been an inch more to the bag, third base bag. Two balls, two strikes to Val Piotr. The pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop by Piotr. What a job Val did pitching against Dawson Boyd. Struck out six blackjacks. She actually had an RBI in the ballgame. Next pitch is high, and we got a full count to Piotr. Val's a senior. She'll be graduating on Sunday. Marina Mendoza, a junior right-hander. The pitch, ball four. A walk, and on the pitch there, a doctor went to third base.
Up the bat, number four.
And now, counts first and goes to second, and McCray lets her get second base. So runners on second and third, and here's Raya Borsted, the designated player. At the plate, takes the first pitch, a strike. One out. Eagles threatening here. And there's a shot. Oh, it's caught by the third baseman, Lorenzen, again. That's the second time she's done that. My goodness, what quick reflexes there by Annabelle Lorenzen, McCray's third baseman. Two outs. Man, that was a scorcher of a... hit there right to the third baseman. Raya Borsted got around on that one. But it's an out. Two outs. Here's the number nine batter, Aiden Bond, the catcher. And she pops that one foul out of place. Wow. Number 11, Annabelle Lorenzen, a junior. Amazing catch there off the bat of Borsted at third. Here's the pitch. And it's called strike three. Bond is called out on strikes to end the inning. Boy, Mendoza got out of a big jam there. The Eagles leave runners on second and third base there. Score remains 0-0 between the Wolverines and the Eagles. McCray coming to bat here in the top of the third. We'll be back with more Section 3A softball right after this.
Citizens Alliance Bank is a proud supporter of all area teams. At Citizens Alliance Bank, our priority is to keep your money at home to help our communities grow and prosper. We offer a full range of products and services that are consistently evolving to meet the changing needs of our customers. Visit us online at citizensalliancebank.com or at one of our locations for more information. Citizens Alliance Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Kerry Harding and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are dedicated to the success of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Southwest Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to Lacapara Valley High School, Section 3A softball. Got a good game going on here in the top of the third inning. No score between the Eagles and the Wolverines. Well, Maya Swatsky has faced six batters since she struck out. Here's a ground ball. Hit to Kayla Jan at second on the first pitch. Sarah Sihu is in. Grounds out to Jan with the first pitch. We got one out here in the top of the third. Maya had faced six batters and had struck out five the first two innings. Swing and a miss by number eight, Crescent Bratch, the center fielder. I'll get to your defense here for Lacapara Valley in a bit. Bratch at the plate, the number eight batter, pops it up. Kayla Jan underneath of it makes the catch. Kayla Jan's been busy here in the ball game. Here's the number nine batter, Carly Bratch, the right fielder. Eagles got McGrady to go 1-2-3 in the first, 1-2-3 in the second. Let's see if they can do 1-2-3 in the third. They have two outs and a number nine batter at the plate. One strike to Carly. She's an eighth grader, folks. Wind up in the pitch, and that's down low. McRae ended Renville County West season 5-1. Renville County West was the fourth seed. McRae is the fifth seed. Swing and foul back. After today, Section 3A softball moves to Marshall in their fantastic softball complex there by the high school. And we'll see. And there's a swing, a half swing. Did she go around? No, they throw the first, and that's another strikeout for Maya Sawatsky. And that's another 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the McRae Wolverines. We'll go to the bottom of the third. The Eagles coming to bat. No score. We'll be back after this.
Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listing area.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
We're back here at Lacapara Valley High School, Section 3A softball playoffs. No score between the McRae Wolverines and the Lacapara Valley Eagles. Jalen Lee is batting to lead it off here for Lacapara Valley in the bottom of the third inning. 0-0, the score. Kendall Shelstead waiting on deck, followed by Brandy Meyer. Mendoza, and changeup. There's a strike one called to Jalen Lee. Jalen grounded out to short to Swenson in the first inning. There's a ground ball to Swenson, the shortstop again. She throws the first, and we got an out. 6-3 put out, one out. Here's Kendall Shelstead. Should mention, if you plan on going to Marshall on Saturday, all tickets will be sold online. There will be no cash sales at the gate in Marshall. Just a reminder there. Here's a ground ball. Hit the second. It goes by the second baseman. Just out of her reach. And Kendall Shelstead gets a base hit. And Kendall swung at that first pitch off Mendoza, and the Eagles have a base runner. Yeah, so if you plan to go to Marshall, everything's sold online. There'll be card readers available at the gate for those that do not purchase tickets prior to the arrival. Here's a high pop-up. Brandy Meyer, the center fielder, underneath of it, and Bratch makes the catch out there in deep center field. Brandy Meyer, first pitch, pop-out to the eighth grader, Crescent Bratch, out there in center. Two outs. Here's Kayla Jan. Pitch, foul, swing, swung, and Kayla swung at the ball and fouled it off. I'll get it out. Kayla flied out to the left fielder in the first inning. Here's a pitch by Mendoza, and she hits a fly ball to center field. And the eighth grader underneath that one, and she holds it in. Bratch out there. He's got center field covered for the McRae Wolverines. That's the third out. So for the Eagles, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave Shellstead on the base. We'll take a break. We're moving right along here. We're going to go to the top of the fourth inning. No score between the Wolverines and the Eagles. We'll be right back.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Hey, folks, we're already in the fourth inning. No score. Good softball game going on here between the McRae Wolverines, the fifth seed in Section 3A North, and the La Caparal Valley Eagles, the number one seed. And Maya Sawatsky pitching to the leadoff batter, Mendoza. And it's one ball, two strikes to Rena Mendoza, who struck out in the first inning. Here's Swatsky's pitch, called strike three by umpire Schiller. Seventh strikeout of the game for Maya Sawatsky. Here's Brianna Dirksen. She also struck out in the first inning. Maya in her windup, and the pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Maya's feeling it right now. She's finding that rhythm and getting in the groove, it looks like. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss for strike two by Dirksen. Two strikes, the pitch, called strike three. Wow. Strikeout number eight for Maya Sawatsky. Here's Leah Colby, the first baseman. Two outs now here in the fourth. And a pitch swing and a miss for strike one. Boy, Maya's the velocity is impressive by Sawatsky. Maya, if you know Maya, she's not very tall, but she can bring it. Swing and a miss, strike two. This is impressive. Two outs, two strikes to Colby. Looking for strikeout number nine. Maya in her windup, in the pitch. Popped up. The shortstop, Brandy Meyer, easy catch, folks, and that's another 1-2-3 inning for the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base for the McRae Wolverines. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Folks, we got the tie ball game. It's 0-0. We'll be back after this.
Canby Farmers Grain Company with locations in Astoria, Porter, and Dawson. Farmers, they can handle all your feed needs, including on-staff nutritionists with multiple different feed companies. Give them a call at 507-223-7236. Check their website out at cfgrain.com for all the information you will need. That's cfgrain.com. That's Canby Farmers Grain Company. Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Hufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
All right, coming out of commercial break, Callie Kahn just hit the ball to left field. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Eagles have a base runner and Callie Kahn at first base. No score in the Section 3A tournament. Both these teams won earlier this afternoon. McCray beat RCW 5-1 and La Caprile Valley down Dawson Boyd 8-2. Right now it's 0-0, the one seed versus the fifth seed. Here's Zoe Doctor. She's, well, first game she went 3-for-3, and this game she's got a base hit. Now the pitch by Mendoza gets by the catcher, and Doctor, or Kahn, Callie, will go down to second base. So let's see if the Eagles can get a run in here in the bottom of the fourth. La Caprile Valley led the section in runs scored on an average by any section team. Eagles average 11 runs a game. Here's a pitch down low for a ball. And Doctor, no, that was ball. What happened there? Was that ball four? It's a walk, maybe. Doctor, maybe it hit her. I don't know. Anyway, Zoe gets aboard at first base. So the Eagles have Doctor at first, Kahn at second. Here's Val Piotr. Swing and a miss. She's way ahead of that one. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. No score. Val Piotr batting for La Caprile Valley. Callie Kahn at second. Zoe Doctor at first. There's a bunt laid down. Back to the pitcher. Her only play is the first. And Piotr gets the job done. Advancing the runners to third and second. One out. Here's the number 8 batter, the designated player, Raya Borsted. She lined out to Lorenzen at third. And there's a nice pitch by Mendoza, strike one. No score. Eagles threatening to score, however. Runners on second and third. Borsted at the plate. Mendoza in her windup, and the pitch is inside. 1-1 to Raya Borsted. Rena Mendoza, the pitcher. She's a tall right-hander for the McCray Wolverines. Here's the pitch, and it's down low. We'll have softball, section softball, and section baseball on Saturday here on Q92. Next pitch, long fly ball, left field goes foul. Two balls and two strikes to Raya. Big moment in this ball game right here with no score. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fast moving game. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Wow, what a big out that was for Mendoza. Eagles left two runners in the second inning and couldn't. Same situation, second and third. Now here's Aiden Bond. She hits a fly ball, center field. This might be, drops in there. Oh, what a running catch by Crescent Bratch for the third out, the center fielder. for McCray on the dead run. She's only an eighth grader, folks. My goodness. Cresson Bratch, the center fielder, comes off, gets fist pumps from her teammates. Big out there. Wow. Once again, the Eagles leave runners stranded. No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave two on base. We'll go to the top of the fifth with no score between Lacapral Valley and McCray. We'll be right back.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
See the Klein Insurance Agency located in the old National Bank building downtown Madison. Call them at 320-598-3979.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located at 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Well, it's the 4, 5, and 6 batters for McCray. What a softball game we have right now. Top of the fifth inning, no score. Section 3A softball winner's bracket. Sawatsky doing a great job in a circle, as is Mendoza. It's a pitcher's duel right now. But the Eagles have had two great opportunities to score runs, and McCray has shut them down. Here's Ellie Bosch. Pops it up, left side. Shelstead up against the fence, can't get there. As I mentioned earlier, so important to stay in that winner's bracket. Makes it so much easier to get to the championship game. Then the other team, if you're in the championship game in the winner's bracket, the other team's got to beat you twice. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to second. Kayla Jan has it, underhands it to Lee for the first out. One out here in the top of the fifth. Here's Annabelle Lorenzen, or number 20, excuse me. Yeah, number 20, Lorenzen. And Maya and her wind up in the pitch. And that's it, low and inside for a ball. Subsection track meet being held in Benson right now. We'll have all the results of that on the sports report in the morning. There's a shot down the first baseline, foul out of play. John Sherb and the Dawson Boy Lacapral Valley track team in Benson. Section baseball brackets came out yesterday. We'll go over that here if we get some time. Swing and a miss.
Oh, she hit it.
Oh, she got fouled it off. Okay, I didn't see that. You heard it up here, huh, Brody? Two strikes to Lorenzen. So what? Swing and a miss. That time she missed, and it's two outs. Strikeout number 9 for Maya Sawatsky. Brings up the shortstop, Eva Swenson. Here's the pitch. Ground ball is right down the first baseline. That's going to go foul. Jalen Lee fielding it. Paul Ramo out here at Lacapral Valley tonight. Gorgeous, beautiful to be outside after the last 3 days. Here's a ground ball. That's going to be a solid hit to center. Base hit. And that's the first hit of the game for the McCray Wolverines off the bat of Swenson. Here's Sarah Seehusen, the left fielder who was injured a couple innings ago, colliding with her shortstop, Swenson. And there's a ground ball to second. Jan fields it. It tags the runner going by her for the third out. Smart play there by Kayla Jan. And that's the third out. But McCray, no runs on one hit. No errors. and one left on base. We'll take a break as we come to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still no score between the Eagles and the Wolverines. We'll be back after this.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you can't predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Shelley Bedner, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to help make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 320-321-1426 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEFT delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
It's 0-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning in La Caprile Valley. It's the top of the order for the Eagles. Jalen Lee, Kendall Shelstead, Brandy Meyer. Jalen Lee has two balls and no strikes on her. And what a softball game here. It's getting a little nervous time, I think. 0-0 in the bottom of the fifth. These two teams met earlier this season, and La Caprile Valley won 16-0, 18-2. A little different game here. And there's ball four to Lee. So Jalen gets on board here, the leadoff batter. That's what you want. And one run might win this one. So we'll see what happens. Here's Kendall Shelstead. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. And Mendoza's pitch. Lee goes on to second. She slides in there with a stolen base. Pitch was a strike to Shelstead. So Jalen Lee in scoring position now for La Caprile Valley. And Mendoza's pitch is a high fly ball. Shallow left field. The shortstop can't make the catch. Jalen Lee's going to try for third, and she is in there safe. And going to second base is Shelstead. The shortstop, Swenson, backing up. The left fielder, Seals, and coming in. Could have been a collision again, and the ball dropped between them. And so once again, the Eagles have runners on second and third. Here's Brandy Meyer. Swing and a miss by Brandy. Nobody out. No score. Everything's on the line here. You win, you move on. Well, you lose, you move on, too. But you will be dropping in the loser's bracket. Mendoza, next pitch to Brandy Myers, a ball. Jalen Lee at third base. Kendall Shelstead at second base. Brandy Meyer at the plate. Swing and a miss. I believe that's strike two to Brandy. Kayla Jan on deck. One ball, two strikes to Brandy. Got to watch for pass balls, too. Jalen Lee at third. Here's the pitch. And that gets by the catcher. Here comes Jalen Lee, just like I said. And the ball hits her, and a run scores. The Eagles score on a pass ball or wild pitch. And La Caprile Valley gets on the board 1-0. Shelstead gets the third. Here's Meyer, 2-2 count. And that's high for ball three. Not much room between home plate and the backstop, really, but you got to make that decision to go. And Jalen did a nice job there, along with Coach Sawatsky. Here's the pitch, swung on, fall back to the backstop by Brandy. Brandy, a good athlete. All three-sport athlete. Had to sit out most of the basketball season, however, with an injury. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. One out. That's the first out of the inning, I believe. Third strikeout for Mendoza. Here's Kayla Jan. Kayla walked, popped out to center field, and then struck out. Oh, that's Brandy. I'm sorry. Kayla's flied out the left and flied out the center. She's got a teammate at third base. That would be the second run. Pitch is high for a ball. 2-0 to Kayla Jan. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Eagles have a run. 1-0. Bunt laid down. It's perfect right in front of home plate. Now they throw the third. And, boy, Shelstead just got back. Now Jan's going down the second. They're going to let her have second base. Another beautiful bunt by Kayla Jan. Kayla bunted the ball. It didn't go far, and very far in front of home plate. The catcher, Dirksen, picked it up. And Shelstead is way off third base. And she kind of ran her back to third and then threw to third. And Kendall was lucky to get back to third base. And when all that was happening, Jan went down to second. Another nice bunt by Kayla Jan. I talked about her bunting last week in Mineota to score the winning run in the 10th inning against Mineota Camby, but that actually won them the Camden Conference. Here's Callie Kahn. One ball, one strike to Callie. Eagles have runners on second. Kayla Jan's at second. Shelstead's at third. One out. The pitch by Mendoza. Popped up. Shortstop has it. Makes the catch. Big out there for McRae. And now Zoe Doctor. Zoe was 3-for-3 against Dawson Boyd. She got a double the first at bat in this game. And a big swing of the bat here. She could probably get another player of the game t-shirt. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Mendoza has it, throws the first, and that ends the threat again. And so three outs, but the Eagles come up with one big run on just one hit. No errors, and they leave two on base again. The Eagles have left six batters on base, but they have a lead, 1-0. As we go to the top of the sixth inning, you're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
You're smiling.
Let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you out. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
You're smiling.
From planting to harvest to everything else, farming is a year-round job. Be assured United Prairie Bank supports ag producers through every season with equipment loans and financing to keep your operation growing. Whether you're continuing a family legacy or just starting, United Prairie provides solutions tailored to your goals. Partner with the top ag lender at Minnesota Community Banks and number 6 in the nation, United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
All right, it's the 8-9-1 batters from McRae. We got a softball game, folks. It's 1-0 La Caparo Valley here in the top of the sixth inning. Crescent Bratch, an eighth grader, at the plate, swings at that one and misses for strike one. Maya Swatsky pitching for La Caparo Valley. Swing and a miss for strike two. Maya has 9 strikeouts in the game. She just allowed one hit. That was last inning off Swenson. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball fouled on the first baseline. Eagles have left 2 runners on base in the second. 2 runners on the on base in the fourth, second and third base, and the same in the fifth. Called strike three. Strikeout number 10 for Maya Sawatsky.
Up the bat, number 4, Carly Bratz.
Here's Carly Bratz?
I don't know.
Okay. Here's a, it's kind of a swing, bunt swing there by Bratz, and she missed it for strike one. Kendall Shelstead's way in on the corner, so is Lee at first. Expect a swinging bunch. She swings at that one and fouls it back for strike two. really good softball game. This is playoff softball. I don't think we have an error in the game yet. Hard hit, good defense, good pitching. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 11. And here's the top of the order for the McRae Wolverines. McRae comes in 6 wins, 15 losses. They were 4-9 in the Camden Conference this year. Mendoza swings at that one and misses for strike one. Eagles are Camden Conference champions. 16 wins and 4 losses overall. Make that 17 with the win over Dawson Boyd earlier this afternoon. Mendoza batting, pitcher versus pitcher here. She bunts that one. Shelstead fields it, throws a fastball to first to Kayla Jan covering first base. Nice job by Jan, the second baseman, to get over there. That's a 1-2-3 inning for the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for McRae. We're going to the bottom of the sixth. It's Lacaparle Valley 1, McRae nothing. We'll be back with more section softball after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. And I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacaparle Valley High School, Section 3A softball. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Eagles have a 1-0 lead on the McRae Wolverines. Val Piotr started out the inning here, grounding out on the first pitch to Lorenzen. At third, she threw her out, so there's one out. And here's the pinch batter, Maddie Geiser, batting for the first time in place of Riot Borsted. And a ball thrown there to Geiser. Mendoza's pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop for strike one. Eagles scored their only run in the top of the or bottom of the fifth. Geiser at the plate. Mendoza's pitch. And that just missed for a ball. 1-0 is the score. We are already in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Popped up. This might be trouble. I think it's going to drop in there. It does in right field. How about Maddie Geiser? Fourth hit of the game for Lacaparle Valley. And a bloop single to right for Maddie. And the Eagles have a base runner. Sawatsky comes to talk with, what'd he say? We got a courtesy runner. Number 8, Greta Fernals, comes in to run for Lacaparle Valley. And Geiser comes to the dugout and gets high fives from her teammates. She got the job done. She got on base. So Greta Fernals is running. Here's Aiden Bond. Aiden Bond, the catcher. She struck out in the second and popped out to center field. Boy, an insurance run here would be tremendous for Lacaparle Valley, leading 1-0. Bottom of the sixth, Mendoza's pitch. That's high for a ball. Man, just a beautiful day. Sun shining, just a slight breeze. And everyone's enjoying the sunshine today. And great crowds here for the Dawson game. There's a shot to left! Base hit! And Fernholz will stop at second base. Aiden Bond with a base hit. So back-to-back singles for Lacaparle Valley. And here's the top of the order for Lacaparle Valley. Brianna Mendoza trying to work herself out of a jam now with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Eagles have left eight batters on base. And the pitch to Jalen Lee is high, the senior at the plate. She has grounded out twice to shortstop and then walked and came around to score in the fifth inning. Mendoza's pitch, changeup, swing and a miss. And going down the third, here's the throw. Not in time, goes to left field. And Fernholz will stay at third base. That would have been a big run there. Good backup by the left fielder, Seehausen. I think it's two balls, one strike to Jalen Lee. Runners on second and third. Swing and a miss for strike two. Another nasty change up there by Mendoza. Well, how many times have the Eagles had runners on second and third and one out in this ball game? Three times, three innings. Couldn't get any runs in. Big opportunity here for the senior, Jalen Lee. Base hit, good score, two. It's 1-0, Lacaparle Valley leading the Wolverines here in the bottom of the sixth. There's a long fly ball left field. Is it fair? Oh, it's foul. Just foul. Boy, Jalen got a hold of that one. When it left her bat, I thought it was going to be a home run. It was way up there. Deep left field. 2-2 count. And that's high for ball three. Full count, I believe. Full count to Jalen. One out. Runners on second and third for the Eagles. Can they score some runs? Here we go. The pitch is ball four. Bases are loaded. We haven't had bases loaded in this game. Kendall Shellstead steps up to the plate. Her mom's standing right in front of me here, clapping her hands, cheering her daughter on. Here's Kendall. The pitch. Pitch is, called strike. One out. Eagles with a great opportunity here. Third baseman and first baseman in. They're going to come home. The infield is. And the pitch inside. Looks like the infield's going to come home with one out. One ball, one strike to Kendall. Mendoza, inner windup, the pitch. High for a ball two. We got Fernholz at third base, Bond at second, Lee at first, bases loaded. The pitch to Kendall Shellstead in the dirt, gets by the catcher. Here comes Fernholz, scores! It's 2-0 on a wild pitch. And listen to the Lacaparle Valley fans. Going down to second is Jalen Lee, Bond to third. Now time being called. The catcher comes out. The infield comes out to talk with their pitcher. Well, if you're McCray, going to keep it close. We're in the bottom of the sixth, so when McCray comes to bat here in the top of the seventh, they'll need to score some runs. Otherwise, well, they'll both be playing in Marshall on Saturday, but like I said before, you need to stay in the winner's bracket. All right, here we go. Still, one out. Kendall Shellstead at the plate. Three balls, one strike to Kendall. Runners on second and third. The pitch is ball four. Second walk of the inning for Mendoza. And the bases are loaded for Brandy Meyer. Brandy Meyer with the bases loaded. The pitch way high for a ball. Bond's on third base. Jalen Lee's on second. Kendall Shellstead on first. There's one out. Now Coach Nancy Toma comes out to talk with her pitcher. Try to keep it to a two-run game. Timeout on the field. 2-0, Lacaparle Valley. good ball game, actually. As I mentioned, the Eagles average 11 runs a game this year. That tops the whole section. And they have the second-best defense. They've held their opponents just to three runs a game. No, are we? Is that what's happening? Looks like Lorenzen's going to come in to pitch. So we'll take a quick break. Lorenzen's going to warm up here. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the Eagles leading 2-0. They have the bases loaded. We'll be right back.
Hometown Kitchen and Bath in Mineota takes pride in working closely with you to create beautiful, innovative, and functional kitchens and baths that reflect your lifestyle while providing the best value for your investment. From conception to completion, Nadine listens carefully to your wants and needs to ensure that every aspect of the job is done correctly, down to the final detail. Check out Hometown Kitchen and Bath on Facebook or call 507-872-5969. Hometown Kitchen and Bath, located in downtown Mineota.
All right, Lorenzen comes in from third base. She's going to pitch now for McCray, trying to get her team out of a big jam here. Eagles have the bases loaded. They lead 2-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Brandi Myers batting with the bases loaded and one out. Lorenzen's first pitch is down low. Gets by the catcher. Here comes Fernos in. She scores! Or Aiden Bond scores, excuse me, from third base. And that's a huge run there. 3-0. On another wild pitch. So now runners on second and third for La Caprile Valley. One out remains. 2-0 count to Brandi Meyer. The pitch is low, gets by the catcher again. Here comes Jalen Lee. It's 4-0, Eagles. Wow. A little breathing room now for La Caprile Valley. Shelsett's at third base. Meyer, three balls, no strikes. The pitch. Called strike one, Lorenzen. Annabelle Lorenzen, a junior in relief, pitching for McCray, pitching to Brandi Meyer. Pitch in the dirt again. Shell said's going to, no, that was ball four. Ball four, so runners on the corners, and Brandi will just round first and trot down to second base. One out. Here's Kayla Jan. Kayla Jan batting with runners on second and third. Eagles opening it up a bit here. The pitch is a strike. Lorenzen throws hard. She's got the sunglasses on. The sun is in her eyes. Here's the pitch. Swing! And, oh, she got a piece of it. Kayla Jan did. Kayla laid down a beautiful bunt in the fifth. To score a run. Eagles can score two more here with Jan at the plate. Pitches outside. Lorenzen pitching. One ball, two strikes to Kayla Jan. Runners on second, third to pitch. Shot to right field. Base hit. This could score two, and it's gonna. Two runs in for Kayla Jan. Big hit for Kayla Jan. Two RBI single to right field. Solid hit for Jan. And the Eagles now lead 6-0. Big hit there by Kayla. On the pitch. Inside, gets away from the catcher. Kayla goes down to second base. Wow, that was a big hit. Now it's 6-0. We were 1-0, folks. Eagles have scored 5 runs here in the 6th inning. Lorenzen in the pitch, ground ball. The first baseman fields it and picks it up, steps on the bag and throws her out. Now throw the third, and she's safe at third. So that was, who was that, Callie? Kelly Kahn swung at the first pitch, two outs, hit right to the first baseman, and Colby stepped on the bag, second out, and then threw home, and the catcher threw down the third to try to get Jan at third, and there's a swing and a foul back by number 15 of the Eagles, Zoe Doctor batting. Zoe Doctor batting for La Caprile Valley. Kayla Jan at third base. There's two outs now here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's a swing and foul back to the backstop. Well, 1-0 as we started this inning. McCray comes in the fifth seed. Here's the pitch, popped up behind home plate. The catcher has a shot at it and can't get it. Well, the Neon Needles post-game show coming up after the game. Name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and Egg Plus cooperative play of the game. Two strikes to Zoe Doctor. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fall back. Zoe Doctor. Talked to Zoe between games here. She was the Neon Needles player of the game in the first game against Dawson Boyd at the Eagles 1-8-2. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. First base. First baseman fields it. Steps on the bag. And there's your third out. But the Eagles come up with five big runs in that inning on just three hits. One error, and they leave one on base. We will go to the top of the seventh inning. The Eagles three outs away from remaining in the winner's bracket. Can they do it? We'll find out right after this. The Eagles lead 6-0.
Farming is 1,000 decisions along the way, and Cargill is here to support you throughout the journey. Cargill is a long-standing member of the Madison business community, and they are proud to reinvest in our local economy. The team is ready to help you with a variety of tools available right at your fingertips. Sell your crop and check local bids. Diversify your marketing with Cargill Elevate Pricing Solutions. Grow sustainability with Cargill RegenConnect. Manage your account from your phone or desktop with Cargill Ag. Explore the ways Cargill can help you. Visit CargillAg.com. Call 320-324-6491 or stop in the office.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Warren Tregestead, at 320-894-1576.
Paul Raymond here at La Caprile Valley. We have reached the seventh inning. It's the top of the seventh. The Eagles lead 6-0. Got a pinch batter here. Emlyn Kimpling batting for the first time. She's an eighth grader batting for Dirksen. And she just struck out.
Number 10, Leah Colby.
Yep, one out. And here's Leah Colby batting. Eagles two outs away. Here's the windup in the pitch by Sawatsky. Ground ball, second base. Jan has to run over there and get it. Does, and then throws out at second base. Kayla Jan has been busy defensively, and there's two outs. Here's Ellie Bosch.
Number 14, Ellie Bosch.
So McCray down to their last out here. Eagles, one out away from keeping in the winner's bracket. Swing and a miss by number 14, Sawatsky. 9, 10, 11 strikeouts, 12 strikeouts for Maya in the ballgame. Here's the windup in the pitch. Ground ball hit the guess who? The second baseman, Kayla Jan, over to first, and the Eagles win it by a score of 6-0. over the McRae Wolverines, and they went 2-0 on the day. How about that? What a softball game, though. Wow. That was amazing. Good game until the Eagles opened it up in the fifth with five big, big runs there for La Caparal Valley. All right, we'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show. The Eagles win it 6-0. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the Executive Director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
This May, it's Beef Month, and at Greater Community Credit Union, we're proud to stand behind the farmers and ranchers who keep our tables full. From pasture to plate, agriculture drives our community, and we're here to help it grow. Whether it's a loan for new equipment or smart savings for your family's future, we've got your back. Greater Community Credit Union, where local roots run deep. Visit us at greatercu.com or stop by today. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373. Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back. Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles win it 6-0. More importantly, they stay in the winner's bracket as they go to Marshall on Saturday. Join me, head coach Scott Sawatsky. Scott, you went 2-0 today.
We went 2-0, and we just talked to the girls about it certainly isn't the offensive onslaught that we're used to this season. They've swung amazing bats. And kudos to the few pitchers that we've seen to kind of keep us off balance. But the key is, you hit it on the head, we're still in the winner's bracket, and however it gets done is how it needs to get done. So I'm proud of the girls.
That's right. Your daughter, Maya, pitched a heck of a game, no runs. I just got one hit for McRae, so talk about her performance.
Yeah, no, I thought she was outstanding. The snap is there. She's hitting spots, throwing with a lot of zip, a lot of velocity, and then the changeup, I thought, kept him a little off balance tonight, too. She was outstanding. She did a great job, and Aiden did a great job catching her behind the plate and framing pitches and getting to the right locations.
Well, it's just 1-0 going into the fifth inning, and a little nervous there the last two innings, but you broke it open there in the sixth.
Yeah, I think... I didn't love our approach, honestly, at the plate. I felt like we didn't do a great job of sitting back, trying to drive a ball to the right field, letting the pitch get deeper into the zone. And we weren't super disciplined at the plate tonight. And we're going to have to be better at that. And like we talked to the girls, from here on out, we're going to see some pitchers with some zip on it. And that's what they like. They kind of thrive off of that. And so I hope that we'll get a good practice in tomorrow, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll and compete against whoever it is on Saturday.
Yeah, I was talking during the broadcast. For a whole section, you average 11 runs a game. Nobody's even really close to that.
Yeah.
You kind of struggled doing that today, but it doesn't matter. I said that when we went off the air. A win's a win.
Yeah, I think that's what's so odd for us, because in almost every single game we play, we're tipping into those double digits and whatnot, and we played against both these teams today earlier in the season in our conference, and I think against McRae we had 16 and 18 runs in the two games, and in Dawson it was, I guess I don't remember what it was, but like I said, kudos to them. Their pitchers kept us off balance. Their defense made plays, but the bottom line is we won two games today.
Okay, looking at the brackets for Saturday, do they cross bracket? You play at 11?
Yep, we'll play at 11 on Saturday. And
either YME or the winner of that, or do they cross bracket?
No, we'll cross bracket.
So. Oh, you'll cross bracket, so you play somebody on the south end.
Yep, we will play somebody on the south end at 11 o'clock on Saturday, and whoever that is, I don't know.
All right, I'll be there covering that game.
We're looking forward to it, so hopefully we can pack our A games and get after it.
If you see Maya, have her come up here. I got a T-shirt for her.
I'll do that. Sounds good.
You know, I'm kind of sad. Last time in this press box, they're going to tear it down.
It is. You know, I'm going to say you can be sad, but I think you're going to be happy with the new one.
Right, it will be.
All right, sounds good. Yep. I'll send her up.
Yep,
thanks. Paul.
Yep, head coach Scott Sawatsky, big win. They remain in the winner's bracket. That's what you need in this tournament. Makes it a lot easier to get that section championship game if you remain in that winner's bracket. Let's go through some of the stats here. The big hit for Lacaparle Valley was in the sixth inning. Kayla Jan came through with two RBI single in the sixth, kind of opened it up there. A couple pass balls, wild pitches there for McRae. But the Eagles win it 6-0. Line scores read, Lacaparle Valley 6 runs on 7 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. McRae, no runs, just on one hit, 2 errors, and they left 1 on base. Nito Subway player of the game is Maya Sawatsky, and Maya struck out 12 McRae batters and gave up just one hit, and she joins us right now on the radio. Congratulations, Maya.
Thank you, Paul.
Wow. How's the wrist? How's your injury?
It's a lot better now. I think I'm getting back into the little groove we have here.
Yeah, awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Talk about your pitching today. It was working for you.
My gosh. But honestly, our second baseman had some great plays, and our just infield just worked really hard. Our hitting didn't go as what we planned, but it was still a great game. I thought our defensive plays were just on top today.
Yep.
So,
Kayla Jan was really busy at second, wasn't she?
She was great. Yeah, good to have her back there.
12 strikeouts. That's got to feel good.
It does feel good, yeah.
You do that Saturday too, right?
I'll try my best, Paul. Yeah, that's what we hope for.
Finally, not a cold day, not a windy day.
Yeah, we've been hoping for that, but it's just been windy out here all the time.
Yeah. All right, well, you're the Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Got a T-shirt for you and a
Perfect.
Subway Valley meal, and congratulations, Maya, on a big win.
Thank you.
And we'll see you Saturday.
Sounds good.
All right, go Eagles, right?
Go Eagles.
All right. Maya, you hold that up there. Well, just drop that there, and then we'll sign off here. Lacaparle Valley, they're going to cross bracket, I guess. We're not sure who. They'll play somebody out of the south at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And there we go. 1, 2, 3, and we've got to take a picture of Maya. We always do that. Thanks, Maya.
Thank you, Paul.
I give you a Subway? Yeah, I gave you a Subway. And so Saturday, 11 o'clock. It'll be Lacaparle Valley and someone from the south. I'm not quite sure who won there. But, the south today, they're probably still playing. And then we'll have baseball for you as well. We will do the Lacaparle Valley Canby game in Dawson. I believe that starts at 1 o'clock, and we'll have Lacaparle softball at 11 on Saturday. That's the schedule for right now. Well, that'll wrap things up here at Lacaparle Valley. As I told Coach Sawatsky, this is my very last time in this softball press box, as they're going to be tearing it down and build a kind of a whole new press box, concession stand area here in the softball complex. That'll be nice to get the new one in next year. So thanks for listening. Thanks to our sponsors sponsoring high school section sports here on Q92. Thanks to Phil back in the studio for working the board. The Eagles win twice today, beating Dawson Boyd 8-2 and McCray 6-0. And we'll see you Saturday in Marshall at 11 o'clock. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling, Wolf's Lager Concrete, Heather Nursery and Floral, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, NB Golf Cars, B&B Electrical Contractors, Duck Service Submarine, Appleton Area Health, Ryan Smith Seeds, CCM Health, Hoover Law Office, B. Johnson Electric, Grace Haven Assisted Living. Section Sports brought to you by Gistelson's Hardware, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Canby Meat Center, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Haas Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Chris Wodzinski for House, Lee Motor Company, Dave's Plumbing and Heating Grill, Lean Lumber, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Farmers Grain, Tufty Auto and Sales, Klein Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Edward Jones and Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Cargill, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prins Bank, Greater Community Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet, U.S. Strand Agency, The Dryer Doctors. Section Sports on Q92 also brought to you by Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Wow Auto Wash, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Culligan, Purus, Tron Tossel Seeds, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, KB's Bar and Grill, House of Spirits, Mattress Barn, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Algon Insurance Agency, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Schipple Mutual Fire Insurance. Section Sports brought to you by Fixin' Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, AGP, State Bank of Taunton, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Larson Tiling, American Surplus, Olson Dray Service, Minnesota West Community College, Dawson Dairy Queen, Citizens Alliance Bank, and Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.